right or wrong. At some point, you're going to have to make a stand. And faith or fear will cause you to make either the right stand or the wrong stand. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He took a stand. And once you take a stand, now you're going to have to withstand the pressure that comes from the opposition because of the stand you take. Right or wrong, faith or fear will determine your life's experience. How about you? Can you say with Joshua, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord"? For if you take that stand, it's like turning around in the middle of a rushing stream, and you're going the opposite direction. Now, because of your stand, you experience the pressure of the stream. Now, because of your stand, you experience the pressure of the world's stream. Right or wrong, faith or fear.
Whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast, thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to grab your paper and pen to take notes, because we're going to continue our studies with Pastor James, who is teaching on the faith fight. God bless.
Or wrong, faith or fear. Ephesians 6, 10 through 14. Okay, because this is the process that it goes through to make you who you are. The things that we deal with are either a couple of categories. They're either right or wrong. Or we're dealing with faith or fear. Got quiet. Okay, and it requires you to do one of two things, or two things, stand or withstand. You seeing it? Faith or fear will affect which one you do. Read Roger. Let me explain this. Read it, Roger.
Joshua 24:15.
Now go up there to Ephesians. Ephesians 6 and 10. Right? Do right or do wrong? Faith or fear will cause you to do one or the other. Is this making sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that clear?
Yes.
It will cause you either to stand or fall, or withstand or collapse. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Stand or fall, or withstand or collapse.
Okay.
You with me, Roger?
Yes.
What does it say?
Ephesians 6:10. Uh-huh. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Power of his might. Uh-huh.
Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yeah, hold it right there. You got to put on the whole armor. You got to understand this. You got to put on. Look at somebody say, you got to do this.
You got to do this.
You got to put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor. Otherwise, you cannot stand or withstand. You're going to collapse and fall. Y'all see it?
Yes.
Okay, read on, Roger.
Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Okay.
13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God.
Got to take the whole armor.
That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness.
Okay, hold it right there. Now we'll talk about this the next time we deal with this. What the whole armor is. We got to put on the whole. What I need for us to understand today is that you've got to have the whole armor of God on to fight the fight of faith. You got to have the whole armor. Okay? Okay, the armor starts with salvation. That's just the starting place of the armor. But you got, without salvation, you can't put none of it on. Okay? You see it? Okay. Now, stand on the principle. Stand means to stand on the principle. Look at this. He really is just about through. Okay. Stand means to stand on the principle. Right or wrong, what do you stand for? Joshua up here talked about it. Me and my house, choose you this day. Who you going to serve? Me, okay, sugar. Me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. He stood for right. He stood for God. Christians come to a place where they have to make a choice. What are you going to stand for? I tell men this all the time. Men have to stand for something. You got to have some standards. If you're a man without standards, you're a dangerous person to be around, especially for a woman. If you don't have a standard as a man or woman, you're a scary place to be. Am I helping? A man has to have standards. Can I help you with it? You do too. But a man has to have standards. You got to have a standard. You got to have something that you stand on. Okay, as a Christian, you need standards. There has to be something that you stand on. You got to stand on the word. Jesus told Peter, look, man, you the rock. But he ain't really talking about you. Flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. But thou art Peter. You are the rock. What is the rock? The knowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, that came from heaven. You got to have something to stand on. Y'all with me? Okay. And when you stand, there comes pressure that you have to withstand. You got to be able to stand and withstand. Fear will take away your ability to do that. It'll cause you not to take a stand because you're scared. Somebody say, scared. It'll make you scared. And you won't take a stand. That happens all the time. There are women in abusive relationship and they scarred. I don't mean to make fun of that because that's a horrible, torturous place to be. But they're scared to do something about it. And nobody can do nothing unless you make a step. Ooh. And once you make a stand, there comes pressure. Got to withstand. The picture is the submarine at the bottom of the ocean with all that water pressure pushing down. It's got to be able to stand against the pressure, the temptation to change your mind. Oh, my. Now, I can't go there. I can't go because it'll get me really off into it. Get me really off into it. Look at Matthew's, when you get an opportunity, 10:28, it talks about Jesus talking about, he's saying, who should we follow? Who should we obey? Should we obey man or should we obey God? Y'all seeing this? Who are we going to obey? Okay, and the concept here is to obey God, I got to withstand the pressure of the world. I have to take a stand, makes a decision for God. Then I have to get about the business of withstanding the pressure. And fear will cause me to not be able to stand up under pressure.
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.